Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxton. I am the founder and the senior host of Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, purpose, and destiny that God has for us. And that place of calling is where God summons us. He brings us out. He calls us out. He tells us and gives us the direction of what his divine will is for our life. In that process, we go through a process like Abraham, looking at nothing and seeing what God says in the spirit. And it's a place of our making and our shaking, shaping, because he takes us from that place where we're comfortable, and he takes us through the process of stripping us and refining us and molding us and shaping us for his glory and his will. It is also the place where we also see and grab what God is saying to us in the spirit and know that by faith it will manifest, because God has spoken something that he cannot lie on. So we're going to see it. The Bible also lets us know that if we have the faith of Abraham, believing in Jesus Christ and receiving him as Lord and Savior, that we will receive the promises of God, just like Abraham, by receiving Jesus Christ. So we know that those things are ours and they belong to us because of that. So when God calls an individual, when he calls a nation or a family for his glory, he's going to get the glory out of us. In this 15 minutes, I'm going to empower you and just remind you of some things in your process, that as you're going through this place of making and shaping, that you're encouraged in your faith and encouraged in the things that God has for you, knowing that God will not fail you, that his word will not fail you, his will will not fail you, and all that he has for you will not fail. I'm reminded of what the word of God says in 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, and it's talking about fighting the good fight of faith. And it says, fight the good fight of faith, take hold of eternal life to which you were called and about which you have made a good confession of the presence of many witnesses. So this is talking about us, talking about the determination in our fight. There are so many things that come at us in our stand, in our fight, in our faith. There's so many things that war against us to try to stop or hinder us in the things that God said, especially when we know that God has said something concerning our life or concerning our family or our destiny. The moment that God speaks that word, the moment that he makes known to us that his divine will is to bless us, heal, save, deliver, set free, use us in some capacity or do something great in our lives, the moment that that happens, there's a fight that happens to oppose everything that God says. There's a fight that comes to oppose every word that God has spoken. But we are not to draw away from the will of God or the word of God just because that fight is coming to stop us and hindering us. That is the time that we have to fight the good fight in faith, standing on the word of God and knowing that God cannot lie and he cannot fail. It is during that time that you've got to know what God has spoken to you and what he's saying to you concerning your life, and know that that word is going to come to pass regardless of where you're at, of how hard it gets, of the things that come to try to overthrow you, defeat you, or make you frustrated and exhaust you in a struggle. You have to know that God is God, and whatever word he's spoken has to come to pass. And you're going to see the salvation, the greatness, the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Regardless of the things that you're facing, you have to continue to press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You've got to keep pressing, knowing that God is faithful and he's going to do exactly what he said. Paul lets us understand, because Paul is acquainted with all types of suffering and struggles, and he's acquainted with the things that come to oppose the gospel. And so he's the one that is encouraging us, but he's also talking to Timothy, who is facing so many things as he's going through leading people, leading people into the will of God. He's one of the youngest apostles, and so he's the one that's going through so much. And he's encouraging him and also encouraging the people and what God has said, knowing that he has to allow those things to come to pass. We are not to allow ourselves to get caught up in the things that draw us away from the will of God, because the enemy would love to keep us away from the will of God. But when we are fighting the good fight of faith, that means we're focused. That means we're looking intently to the divine will of God. We're getting the counsel of God's divine will. We're being led by the Spirit of God. We're praying. We're getting in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit, and we're hearing what God is telling us. So the enemy is going to try to stop you from fighting that good fight, pressing in that good fight, because your press in that good fight is causing something to happen. It's causing something to happen in the spirit realm. There's an exchange that's happening here. Heaven is interfering with the affairs of the earth. Heaven is intervening and coming in, setting in, stepping into places and areas where lives are going to be changed and the divine will of God is going to be seen. So the enemy doesn't want that fight to happen. He doesn't want you to contend for the faith and stand in faith and pray for salvation for others and pray for deliverance for them or pray for healing. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want you to shine like the light that you are, or shine in light in darkness. Doesn't want you to be the salt. He wants you to get caught up in the culture and the circles and the circumstances of life and continue to repeat the same thing, same cycles that bring no results, only fleshly results, not spiritual results. The fighting the good fight of faith means I'm moving in the spirit. I'm moving in the things of God. I'm moving in his divine will and word. I'm moving according to his plan and not mine. And I'm defeating the adversary, because the Bible lets us know that we overcome the enemy, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, that we do not hold on to life, but we lose our lives for the sake of Christ. In other words, we're not trying to draw back from what he's saying or draw back from what he's telling us. We're moving more and more into those things, and we're pressing. As we're pressing, we're losing ourselves. There's a cutting that is happening. Our will is dying so that the will of God can be birthed and can be seen. And we're supposed to flee the things that are harmful. We're supposed to stay away from the things that are harmful, but the enemy would like to bring the harmful things to us. We're supposed to stay within the stuff that keeps us from pressing in and fighting the good fight of faith. And the enemy will bring everything, especially in this season that we're in. There's great temptation that is coming. And sometimes that temptation is not necessarily the thing that you think it is. It could be in your attitude, your gratitude, your conduct and your behavior, things that within you itself is kicking up and acting up, and it's acting in a place and in a range that you know this can't, something's going on. This is not me. Emotions out of chaos. It's like darkness has come. Gross darkness has come. The enemy is trying to use to try to get you in a place where confusion and chaos and all kinds of things are causing you to move and act in a way that is unseemly, not in accordance to the will of God. And that is all to get you off track so that you don't fight the good fight of faith, that you're not pressing in to hear what God is saying. So we have to make sure that we flee the things that the enemy is trying, even in our flesh, the harmful things that the enemy is trying to do, and pursue the things that gives us life, which is God and his word and his will. And we have to lay aside everything that hinders us, everything that tries to make us fall, fail, run into traps or pitfalls. We have to make sure that we don't do that, and we have to run with endurance. We have to move in the place of endurance. We have to pursue God and pursue his will. And that means that while we're fighting a good fight and we're pressing in with endurance and being persistent, it's almost as if we're battling something that is trying to oppose us, but we're inch by inch, we're pressing, we're moving something, we're moving in the spirit, we're going on, regardless of the winds or regardless of how hard it is, we're moving in the direction of God's will, and something has happened. Something is changing. Life is being given. There's a defeat that's happened and a demise that's happened to our adversary, and he doesn't want that to happen. So we have to contend for the faith. We have to press towards the mark. We have to lay aside the things that flee the things that are harmful, because the adversary uses those things to keep us from pursuing and holding on to the eternal life or the eternal purpose that God has for us. And we've got to make sure that we pursue a deeper experience in the knowledge of God. We have to. We have to pursue that. I want to read John 17 and 3 quickly so that this can help us. You know, in understanding even more what God is saying to us concerning fighting the good fight of faith. The enemy doesn't want, and I keep saying this because if you understood how he fights us and what he uses against us and how he uses even the weapons of our own flesh against us, then you would understand that anything that he can, he will use it to try to keep you away from what God is saying. John 17, the third verse that says, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, the one who you sent, Jesus Christ." And he's letting them know what eternal life is. I need to go up a little bit further and start reading. And Jesus spoke spoke these things, looking up to heaven, and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, since you've given him authority over all people, so that they may give eternal life to everyone you have given to him. This is eternal life, that they might know you, the only true God, and the one you have sent, Jesus Christ. I have glorified you on the earth by completing the work you have given to me to do." And see, this is something that, because we are to are disciples of Jesus Christ, we are supposed to glorify God. Just like he glorified the Father, we are to glorify God, and Jesus gets glory out of us. So as we're getting glory out of him, we're doing the will of God. The good fight of faith is a fight that is, doesn't feel good and doesn't always look in the favor of what we think, but it's all working together for good. Because we don't understand how God will, when we're being led by his Spirit, how it will work together and lives are going to be changed and who's going to come to know Jesus Christ or be encouraged. And the overcoming testimony of what we have that is defeating an adversary, it's more to it than what it looks like or seems like with your natural eye. This is a spiritual fight, so we cannot judge it by the flesh. It has to be seen through the Spirit, fought in the Spirit, and lived in the Spirit and by the Spirit, even though we're in this flesh. So we have to make sure that we're not allowing our flesh or the things that the enemy uses in our flesh, in our culture, in our family, or our everyday life to draw us away from the things of God. Because when we make alive the things of the flesh more than things of the Spirit, if the things that are exciting us or upsetting us or pressing us are the things of the flesh, and we keep handling it in the flesh, the only thing that we're giving birth to is a result of the flesh. But whenever we handle it in the Spirit, and we're moving in the Spirit to hear from God and to know his word and his will and to do it, as he said, applying his truth, we are now causing that which came and manifest in the flesh to be combated by the fighting the good fight of faith. Fighting and pressing for those things are in, that are eternal, moving in that realm, glorifying God. We are causing that the heavenly realm to now answer, to solve, to move, to defeat. And God is moving our lives because we are allowing God's will to be done and not ours. Fighting the good fight of faith is a continual press, a continual stand in faith. It's contending for everything that God says is ours by faith. And knowing that it is so because God says so, and that is our reality. You cannot stop because of the things that are going on. You can't be shaken by the things that are going on because we understand and know we're sojourning through here, and our heavenly home is that which has already been prepared, not by human hands, but by Jesus Christ himself. So when we fight this good fight, we are giving glory to him, and lives are being changed, and that's what we want to do. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Pray that you have been encouraged in your work, in your walk, in your faith, and know that as you're moving forth in the faith, you're going to see God do some great things for you. You're going to see the greatness of his power. You're going to see a release. You're going to see truth, and you're going to see God.